About to get into a brand new episode of Klein Alley's show, but first let's tell you about our good friends at the finest airport that ever was and ever will be.
The San Bernardino International Airport. Especially when there's summer travel plans, it can get expensive at these airports. That's why you gotta go to this airport where parking is just $5 a day.
Plus, you got those easy trips, San Francisco or Provo, Utah. Maybe you didn't plan anything this summer. See how easy it is.
Don't be one of those people who has to pack your patience. Go to San Bernardino International Airport.
Okay, enough shilling. And now it's time to get into a brand new episode of Klein Alley's show.
This is the world-famous K-Rock.
I actually failed to mention one other thing that's happening now that we should probably talk about, and that is the future of LeBron James, who has, I guess, declared once and for all that he is not retiring, but he will not be a Laker anymore.
He let the Lakers know that the franchise can move on without him because he will play elsewhere. And the rumor is that the Warriors are trying to pick him up now that Draymond Green declined his one-year option. It opened up flexibility for them to get him and possibly trade for Anthony Davis. So LeBron James and AD would be reunited.
In the greatest prank ever pulled by any NBA player, he forced the Lakers to bring Bronny James onto the Lakers and now is leaving the Lakers, but we are stuck with Bronny James.
Are we?
Oh, yeah. I believe.
Can't just cut him loose?
I don't think so. So there you have it. That is...
He's like, peace. They're like, damn.
I know. Fell for this one. So that's, listen,
Is that a huge loss?
I think it is for a couple of reasons, and I don't want to talk, you know.
I think the Warriors are stupid for trying to go after him.
I think they're gonna try to put together a team of the Expendables, all these old guys.
That sounds so exciting.
Well, it will be. But let's
get a bunch of olds together.
I believe that, mark my words, this is a negotiation tactic.
No.
And that's the Warriors of next year. And LeBron is, I believe, going to be a Laker. That's what I think.
Do you think he really needs to do this whole bargaining thing, though, at his age? Wouldn't you just be like, we're doing this or we're not doing this? I think he's too old to play those games.
I don't think so. I think that this is what the public...
He's too old for this game.
Publicly, what he wanted to get out there, and I think the Lakers are going to realize this is stupid, although...
Do you think they would lose that many more games without him?
Look, it's Luka's team now, and they just gave Reeves a pretty massive contract extension.
Nice.
So they got some
good young
players. But listen, I'm saying
Warriors need some good old players.
Get some old. They're bringing all the old ones back.
Everyone will take turns playing for 5 minutes each.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar is coming back. Oh, they're all coming back. It's going to be great. Anyway, that's some breaking news. Developing as we speak here at K-Rock, LeBron will not be a Laker. At least that is
the message that has been
put out there. But I don't buy it, and I'm probably gonna be the only person that says I don't buy it.
Wanna bet?
Yeah, I'll bet, Jake.
What's the bet? That he's gonna stay with the Lakers?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. We wanna bet.
We'll figure that out. We'll figure that out.
From that dome.
Call it 20. I'm not chroming the dome. My hair just started to grow back. I'm not shaving my head again, for the love of Christ.
Hey, do it right this time, bitch.
Caller 20 right now.
We're
going to get you into all these water parks. If you want to go, just be caller 20 right now. 800-520-1067. Come back, grab your phone call. Make you a winner next on K-Rock. Say good morning to caller 20, which puts us in Burbank, California, where you will probably see Jake walking the streets later today. And this is Nate. Good morning, Nate.
Hey, good morning. How you guys doing?
Doing good. You're doing a lot better. You're going to be going to, listen to this, Not Soak City, Six Flags, Hurricane Harbor, Los Angeles, Wild Rivers, all this summer.
Wow.
Tickets to all those, and enjoy that. Those are all yours. Hold on.
That's amazing. Thank you guys so much. Hey, love you guys, man. Thank you.
Thank you, Nate. Appreciate you checking out the show.
Oh, we got the L word.
Want to work on living forever now? Want to give people the gift of eternal life? There's an old person that is going to be joining the Warriors next season. But before they do that, they would like to share with you their secret to living to 106 years old. It's time for an old people secret. Here we go.
From chicken brain to drinking rain, not getting laid, they call me the barmaid.
They call me the barmaid.
That's right. Let's live forever with sweet dibbits.
Sweet dibbits.
Time for some old people secrets.
Yeehaw. 106-year-old, listen closely. Want to live forever. Doing a lot of things. Keep doing those steps every day, but that may have nothing to do with it, according to this old person.
Bubblegum?
Penicillin, sliced bread.
That's the secret.
It's this woman's diet.
That is the secret. It's penicillin, bubblegum, and sliced bread. If you do that, you'll live forever.
Bubblegum, penicillin, sliced bread. Those are just a few things younger than a woman living right here at Valley V&A Senior Center. I'm your Nina neighborhood reporter, Darby McCarthy, and I got to meet Irma Peters, who just turned 106.
So this woman is older than the invention of bubblegum and bread.
I'm glad she said she got to meet her.
Sliced bread.
Sliced bread. Had to meet her.
Right. She got a chance to meet her. She's our neighborhood reporter, which in the world of news, I think means you are the newest person at the station.
I think
right?
so, yeah. You're going to go over to this lady's house.
Can I cover the international stories? No. National, no. Local,
World
no.
Cup, no.
Neighborhood. Oh, damn.
Well, I came from a family of 10.
This woman came from a family of cans. That's how old she is. Do you hear? Do you know how old that makes you when your relatives were cans?
My brother was tuna. I was black beans.
That's like wild.
Well, I came from a family of 10. I was the middle one.
The middle can?
She's the middle
Even
can.
Even those like ones that aren't fully the right height?
Right.
And I have one sister. The youngest one is living. She's 92.
In 1917, Irma Peters was born 18 presidents ago when Woodrow Wilson was in office. She's lived through two world wars, several pandemics, and...
If you hear them in the background, they're singing some song for her. They're singing 106 over... Listen to this. It's
When Woodrow Wilson was in office. She's lived through two world wars, several pandemics, and prohibition. When she was born, the Green Bay Packers weren't around yet. They were founded when Irma was 2 years old.
So also, add to the list of bread and bubblegum and penicillin, older than the Packers, the Green Bay Packers.
You know, it's interesting that they're singing this song for her. I feel like it's just to let her know.
Right, just reminder. Reminder song.
You're 106. They're like rhyming it with other things.
Irma lives at Valley V&A Senior Center, surrounded by friends and caretakers. What makes you happy?
Just the same way.
I think at the senior center, she's just surrounded by other really old people.
Right.
I don't think she's surrounded by family and friends
what
all the time.
What makes you happy?
Just to see my friends and ex-Hillary.
Back then, some things were very different.
We couldn't work.
Oh, that sounds great.
Sounds amazing.
I wish I could go back to the days when women didn't have to work.
She couldn't work. Everyone was fighting for the right to work, but now you're probably rethinking that, aren't you?
Yeah.
We couldn't work if we were married. They didn't want pregnant women.
You can fill furler on that, right?
Yeah, yeah.
You don't like working with pregnant women.
Allie, it's a lot
of maternity leave. What a ripoff.
All those emotional ups and downs. Allie's feeling a little cranky today. Ugh.
She married her husband, John Peters, and had twin daughters. Over the years, she also has two grandchildren and one great-grandchild.
Is there a lesson you've learned?
Just be friendly.
I asked Irma about the secret to making it to 106 years old.
All right, so now we're going to get her secret. Lock in your bets, but keep in mind, she said, be friendly.
She
That's where
sound
she started.
Very friendly.
She doesn't sound friendly. She doesn't have that friendly tone to her, but she does say be friendly, and she still has people showing up to her birthday party. So, what is her secret to living to 106? So, we start this round with Vanessa.
Hanging out with friends and family.
All right, Vanessa's hanging out with friends and family. Allie, what is her secret?
You know, I'm going to go rogue on this. I'm going to go smoking.
Ah, she's a smoker.
She's a smoker. She's got that low voice.
Every once in a while, you know that big tobacco needs to get one of these old people in the news.
I made it.
Right, talking about how old they are, how they smoke a carton a day, and they have since the 30s.
Yeah, I think when you smoke enough, it cancels out all the diseases. That's what Secondhand Cindy says.
Yeah, that's like big tobacco's answer to the Surgeon General. Oh, you got the Surgeon General? Guess who we got?
This lady.
This lady. Omar, what's your secret?
Yeah. Irma, 106. I think in that song, I think first of all, she's going to say, I love big D's, because I think in that song, I heard, you're 106 and you really love big D's.
I heard, that too in the song, but I don't know if they're doing like dirty songs for her.
Weird.
That's what I heard.
That's what we heard. Right, Omar says, big D. That would be interesting. All right, finally, Jake.
You got to work hard.
She didn't work, though.
Those D's.
She literally said she doesn't work.
Yeah.
She said she didn't work because she was pregnant. They didn't want pregnant women.
Terrible guess.
You
gotta work hard.
I asked Irma about the secret to making it to 106 years old, and she told me it's simple.
Eat a lot of desserts and drink orange juice.
NBC 26.
That person's so disappointed.
I think that was the result of that explained the breath. All that orange juice, very acidic.
Drink orange juice.
NBC 26.
That was me falling down in the background.
Another disappointing story. Back to you.
There you have it. Desserts and orange juice if you want to live for at least another week. We'll come right back after this break. You got more show to get to, including a round of gunshot or firework, and more after this. K-Rock, Klein Alley Show. Summer's here. Maybe you've got plans to do some traveling, a road tripping, or you're going to go on one of these trips you won from us at K-Rock. But the real question is, I think that people fall into one of two schools when they go on a trip. They're either the do things.
Or not do things.
Or no things.
I'm usually a do things person on vacation. I know you're a don't do things person. I just, if I go to a new location, I want to explore that location. I want to see what it's like. I want to see what are the things that I have to see that I can't miss. What are the meals I have to eat? What are the views I have to see? But this time around, I'm kind of on board with your...
You got to jump on board with the no things. No things takes away all the pressures.
You get bored in 2 days, Tom.
No, you don't.
Yep.
No things. You do
let... Yep, Allie. Don't do it.
If you start to get bored, Omar, you do even less things. You just keep eliminating
things.
Less things.
But then I feel like at the end of the trip, I'll be like, I should have done a couple things.
Yeah.
I'll regret that I didn't.
You've guys seen my itinerary, right?
Oh, my God. It's exhausting. You're almost one of the
people. I already started planning out, because I'm going to Tennessee and Missouri, I already started planning out all the activities.
God forbid his kids want to sit down for 11 seconds, Omar goes,
can't do it.
Yeah, but they're down, aren't they?
Oh, yeah, they love it.
They have no choice. They're terrified. They're terrified if they stand up to Omar and say, I need a break. I want to do a no things day. Omar's going to go
on a trolley tour, riverboat tour.
Yeah, but Klein, maybe that's why you're...
We're going to go to the Grand Ole Opry.
Oh, my God.
That sounds terrible.
Every single one of these.
Less things. Doesn't sound fun for kids.
I'm a no things, because if you're a go on vacation and do things person, you're the type of person that comes back and goes, I need a vacation from that vacation.
I mean, I do feel a little sleep deprived and everything and tired.
If you're a no things person, you come back and you feel recharged because you did nothing. What'd you do? I did nothing. Where'd you go? I don't know. Went to Mexico or I went somewhere. What'd you do?
What do you do there? Nothing. I didn't leave the resort
but
once.
But there are certain places, like where Omar's going, you kind of can't do no things because that's a place where you're supposed to go around and see some stuff.
Sightsee.
There is certain areas. If you're going to any place that would be, quote, tropical or have like a pool, good hotel pool situation or a beach, that's more welcoming to the no things.
So we're doing a family trip to Hawaii with my mom and the stepdad and the kid.
There's so many things to see there.
Exactly. An itinerary. There's a group itinerary, and then each family has made their own separate tab with their own itineraries. I don't know where we're going to fall on this itinerary, because I can join in all the things that they have planned, or I can opt out and just not do any of the things.
Yeah, no things. Telling you, team.
You got to do the ATV thing where guide you through Jurassic Park location.
They always try.
Sounds good for a pregnant person.
They always. Yeah. It's always.
You're not that pregnant.
You got to fill. Whenever you do things, you got to fill up paperwork. You got to sign waivers. You got to go somewhere. You got to usually meet a bunch of other strangers that are all sunburned too.
ATVs sound fun.
You think to yourself, you know what's fun? Doing no things and sitting around and then sitting around some more. And then
what about that fake meat factory? You got to go see that.
Fake meat factory?
Yeah, what is that
spam.
Fake meat?
The spam factory.
I can go to the spam factory?
I think they love spam in
Hawaii. Is
that
from Hawaii or just popular there?
I think they have a factory there.
Allie, if you don't go to the spam factory, we should make up a bunch of stuff that Allie can't possibly do.
I'm checking in for two under spam factory, please.
I think that...
don't your kids get bored?
I don't care.
Oh.
It's a no things trip.
See, that makes it your problem. If there's nothing to do, then it comes back on you. You have to plan things so that they...
Probably not even if you're going to hang out by the big beach, you're going to get like a boogie board or something.
No, that's too much of a thing.
Maybe plan a snorkel?
A snorkel? Oh, terrible. People's mouths all over that thing.
You don't want to
see
fish.
The gross people that get out and put that thing in a little saltwater bucket, and then the next people grab it out and they put it in their mouth.
I think it's funny when they decide to clean it. They're like, here's how you clean your goggles. And then just rub it around. Yeah. And you're like, ew.
And then they go, wait, that's not yours. Grab that one over there. We just cleaned it.
This
will help me see the sea turtles.
Oh, this is great now. I can see the sea life through all this phlegm in my goggles.
Right, so I could do nothing, or I could hike Makalakahoa Falls Trail.
The answer is, like everything, right, you want to have some sort of balance. I think Omar's is way too far on one side, because every goddamn second is completely...
You're going to go see Third Man Records,
too. If I plan two to three things.
I think one thing.
I got one thing.
Yeah, one thing seems like if you're lucky enough to have a couple of days where you could have a day or two of nothing, then followed by that one day in the middle where you do a thing, and then two more days to recover from that thing, then you've, I think, planned out your week
so
properly.
So it is like a massage. There's a day where they're all going to the spa. I'm not doing that. But is that can classify as a thing?
That's more of a thing than I'd like.
Because this is like there's reservations being made. It's like planning, which seems like too much work. I don't want to plan anything.
Yeah, so just showing up and sitting somewhere.
I want
until they tell you
it's
time to check out, and then they go, "You got
to
stop sitting here and check out now." You go, "All right, well, that's what I did."
That's Hawaii for you.
There's
an imprint of my ass in the sand.
If you look that way, you'll see the ocean. I don't want to bother. I don't want to see the ocean. I just want to sit right here.
Hold on, you can't see it. Yeah, you can see it.
Now take a look. You solved that problem. Are you a thing people or a no thing people? That's a good question. And you will ponder it, I'm sure. Oh, yeah, someone says you got to go to the McDonald's in Hawaii. They got the delicious spam dishes there. So now you got something to do.
That's a thing.
That's a thing. Gunshot or firework? You will ask yourself that question more than a few times over the next few weeks. So we'd like to get you all prepared and ready to go. If you'd like to play with us right now, the number is 800-520-1067. It has been difficult so far. We've had zero winners so far this year in gunshot or firework. It's crazy how every single time someone feels like they know the answer, which is exactly what you'll be doing when you lay in your bed at night and go, I don't know, should I report that or is that just fireworks? So this time of year, usually I think the odds would be in the favor of fireworks, but still you play the game every single night and we get you ready for it. It's time for gunshot or fireworks.
When you live in LA, you hear nightly.
Not that.
That's just Ali.
Just Ali.
Here I can't rock.
Uh-huh.
Talking about the sound that happens on your block. Firework or
Saturday is the 4th of July. It does not mean that we wait until Saturday to light fireworks, and it doesn't mean we stop lighting them on July 5th, because you'll be hearing them pretty much now through Christmas, we believe. And then you get a few left over just in time for 2027, baby.
Woo.
Let's say hi to Jasmine in La Puente and welcome you to a brand new round of Gunshot or Firework.
Good morning.
Good morning. You will learn a thing or two. Here we go. Today, listen to this. Is that a gunshot or firework? So far, we've had no winners this year in gunshot or firework.
I'm going to go with gunshot.
All right, she's locked in on gunshot. The last few times, I believe we had something called laughing gas that was a firework. Yesterday, I believe it was another firework. I forget the name of it. She says gunshot. Once again, here's what it is. Why do you say gunshot before I give you the answer?
I feel like the echoiness of it just sounds like a gunshot to me.
Recoil, that's what us men say. I don't know.
Us men.
I don't know.
Recoil, we don't know how to
say it. I'm just kidding, Jake.
No, you are not.
Stop it. You're off today.
Say the word then. What's what are we looking for then?
Doesn't matter.
Yeah,
turn
right.
Turn your mic off. Here's, listen to it again. She says gunshot.
Ah, the recoil, and that's great. Oh,
there it
hear
is.
That recoil.
That is an absolute gun. I believe that's a Colt 45, Jake. Would you know that by hearing it?
No.
That's what it sounds like to me.
Uh-huh.
Could be a,
and I know guns.
Could be a Remington. Could be a Glock 9. I don't know.
A Smith, a Wesson, or both?
Probably both. It doesn't matter. You got it right. That's gunshot, Jasmine. Congratulations.
Thank
the first
you.
Winner of the season, gunshot or firework, which means you're already a better neighbor to have because you will not be calling the authorities to report fireworks. Hang tight. We wrap up the show with some takeaways. After this, give that lady a prize, some illegal fireworks or something even better next on K-Rock. K-Rock Klein Alley Show, that'll pretty much do it for us, but stick around because Sluggo's in here with more of those tickets for you to go enjoy all the water parks in Southern California. You'll have a chance every single hour starting again in about 20 minutes. Keep on calling, keep on winning, and keep on swimming. When you go to those water parks, you can either sit there and do nothing, or you can do things. The choice is yours. Choose wisely.
I did a little of both when I was at the water park.
Takeaways from today's show, and then we will get into whatever else we have after this. We have meetings today. What do we have after the show today? Meetings?
I call no meetings.
Okay, no meetings.
All right.
I need a nap.
Oh, boy.
Plus, I just don't want to go.
That's Vanessa for you. She needs a nap.
She's gone through a lot today.
It's a lot of soccer I've been watching.
It's exhausting, isn't it?
It's exhausting.
It really is.
It is exhausting because I tried to watch one of those matches last night, and they played for two damn hours, and then they did the penalty kicks, and it was too much. And then it's still basically a tie until they just do kickoffs. It's too hard to score in this game, guys. You got to rethink it.
I've got a whole plan to save soccer. No one's going to like this. Start the game with the penalty kicks.
Great idea.
And then if anyone wins, game's over. Everyone can go home. Mm-hmm. But if it's tied then you go play the game.
Yes. Because I feel like the game is a formality.
Wait, so potentially the games could be only minutes long?
Yes, maybe less.
Or not at all.
Yeah, if done the right way and a team scores two, another team only scores one on the penalty kicks, and everyone gets to leave.
And the penalty kicks are BS too. It's like, where am I going to go? Where am I going to go?
Yeah, but that's exciting.
I'm going to kick it this way.
That's exciting.
I'm going to go that way.
That's the exciting. At least you have a chance for a goal there.
At least there are goals being scored.
But I know
you get to see what it's actually like.
Hey, but Omar made a good point earlier. We'll have to look into this. He said that Kevin Ryder, now back on Afternoons at K-Rock, half of the Kevin and Bean show. Well, I'd argue 40%, maybe 30, but whatever. Part of the Kevin and Bean show.
Being kind. Many, let's 20, give him
25. 25% of the Kevin and Bean show.
There you go.
He used to be a real soccer hater, and now there's probably not a bigger soccer fan in the building than Kevin Ryder.
He hated it with a passion. He even wrote an article for a magazine on how much soccer sucked.
Yeah, and now he's really come around.
And then he did an entire 180. Yep.
I think he's a season ticket holder at the Galaxy now. He's traveling around the world to see soccer. He's going to travel World Cup. I think he goes to whatever country it's happening in. I mean, that guy's really flipped
it.
So maybe, who knows, Al? You hate all you want, but maybe
he's keep watching.
Maybe he's keep watching, and eventually you get back into it. The problem is if you have
it seems too hard to score.
I would be fine with soccer, but now I got kids playing soccer, so I'm back to hating it again.
If you're playing something for 90 minutes straight and you can't score, it's too hard.
Mm-hmm. I know about that.
Jake sure does. Sure does. Takeaways from today's show, what do we got?
Okay, 562. My takeaway is Jake doesn't look for houses, he looks for shacks.
Yeah, he's on Zillow looking for other shacks.
626. Allie's a dummy sexual. 818. Klein's a simp.
Thank you.
909. My takeaway is who the hell is Campbell? 818, Santa Monica College wasn't built for short people. 213, my takeaway is the sound of bacon and some maybes is a great sign in your relationship. And 310, my takeaway is stilts Vanessa walking. We haven't forgotten about that.
Yeah, getting Vanessa some stilts. Thank you all you shorties for joining us on the show today with your horror stories of being tiny and short. Hopefully you make it through the day without being petted or stepped on. And Brad Williams, unexpected stop by earlier, so thank you for that as well. Vanessa, what's your takeaway from today's show?
Speaking of shorties, Brad Williams rocks a lesbian hat.
He does.
He does have that lesbian hat.
You notice he's wearing a hat with a hair.
I know. I was thinking about that, too. Why is he wearing the hat if he's got the hair now? I almost asked him to take it off.
I feel like the hair fell out.
It must have.
Yeah, it must have fallen out. We got to ask him.
I didn't
him
see
time.
A tuft under
no,
there.
No, you're right. I didn't see it either, which makes me think it was all AI to begin with.
Maybe that's his new hair, the hat.
Maybe.
It's like glued on.
That's hair is just growing so thick. It looks like a beret. What's your takeaway from today's show, Johnny?
Allie likes ice. Fancy ice.
Allie likes fancy ice. That's right. Allie, takeaway?
My takeaway is if you make the lollipops, you should get to eat them.
Hey, if you make them, you get them. That's the rules. You have a takeaway, Jake?
We're not Princeton people.
No, we're not. Omar, takeaway?
If you see Vanessa, pick her up. She loves it.
Yeah.
No!
She does love it. She does. She said,
"If you not pick me up, I will punch you."
She did say, "Yes, she loves
that's
it."
That's right. I'm strong.
And it'll be right in the crotch because that's where she's at.
Have a great day. Do it tomorrow. Try to do it better. If you need us in the meantime, there's a goat line for you. 844-956 GOAT. Download the podcast. Check us out on YouTube and all that other stuff. All right, goodbye.
Glenn and Ellie, it's just okay. Do do do. Glenn and Ellie, it's just okay.
Wow.
Glenn and Ellie. It's just okay. Just okay.